Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good evening to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, February 7, 2017, and hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. Great you are listening. We air live most Tuesdays and air rebroadcasts of special programs on Wednesdays and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, there is a link to the site on my website, www.amtherapies.com. Now, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner, Parthenia Izzard, on Blog Talk Radio, obviously on the internet. Now, realize rebroadcasts can be from any program since 2006, which were not all done here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, to call into the program, call 619-789-6835 or send in an instant message during the show through the link on the Blog Talk Radio homepage. Now, to find the program without subscribing to my e-card, enter my name or the name of the program in the Blog Talk Radio search box. Please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call at 866-472-6094 after the program. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapies shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, if you missed last week's show, you can go to my website, www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link, register on the Blog Talk site, then hear the show. For appointments with me, that's face-to-face or remote, and for general information, call 866-472-6094. Now, remember, you can purchase an autographed copy of the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. Again, that's www.amtherapies.com. That's where you can go to make that wonderful resource a gift to yourself and or a friend. You can also follow me on Twitter. I'm Alternative Medi. And don't forget to eat right for your type and blood type specific products and new skin supplements and beauty products where beauty and wellness meet technology. Now today, I'm going to be speaking with Gregory Teft, MD, author of Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better. Now at the end of tonight's program, we will discuss the herb Baldo and the Asana Salamba Sirsasana too. Now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, and as you know, this comes from Science Daily. Now this is titled Breakthrough in Understanding How Stem Cells Become Specialized. Now, pluripotency factor primes genes involved in differentiation. And it was published in August 4th last year. The source is the Sanford Burnham Medical Discovery Institute. Now, their summary was, scientists have made a major advance in understanding how the cells of an organism, which all contain the same genetic information, come to be so diverse. Now, a study shows that a protein called OCT4 narrows down the range of cell types that stem cells can become. The findings could impact efforts to produce specific types of cells for future therapies to treat a broad range of diseases. I wouldn't be surprised if my guest this evening has something to say about all of this. But anyway, scientists at Sanford Burnham Priebus Medical Discovery Institute, SBP, have made a major advance in understanding how the cells of an organism, which all contain the same genetic information, come to be so diverse. A study published today in Molecular Cell, well, of course, this was August 4, 2016 today, Cell shows that a protein called OCT4 narrows down the range of cell types that stem cells can become. The findings could impact efforts to produce specific types of cells for future therapies to treat a broad range of diseases, as well as aid the understanding of which cells are affected by drugs that influence cell specialization. Quote, "We found that the stem cell-specific protein OCT4 primes certain genes that, when activated, cause the cell to differentiate or become more specialized," end quote. And that was said by Laszlo Nagy, MD, PhD professor, and director of Genomic Control of Metabolism Program and senior author of the study. Quote, "This priming customizes stem cells' responses to signals that induce differentiation and makes the underlying genetic process more efficient." Then differentiation matters. As an organism such as human develops from its simplest, earliest form into maturity, its cells transition from a highly flexible state, stem cells, to more specialized types that make up its tissues. Many labs are trying to recapitulate this process to generate specific types of cells that could be transplanted into patients to treat disease. For example, pancreatic beta cells could treat diabetes, and neurons that produce dopamine could treat Parkinson's. Okay. What OCT4 does? OCT4 is a transcription factor, a protein that regulates gene activity that maintains stem cells' ability to give rise to any tissue in the body. Now, OCT4 works by sitting on DNA and recurring factors that either help initiate or repress the reading of specific genes. The new study shows that at certain genes, OCT4 also collaborates with transcription factors that are activated by external signals, such as the retinoic acid, vitamin A, receptor, RAR, and beta-catenin, to turn on their respective genes. Vitamin A converts stem cells to neuronal precursors, and activation of beta-catenin by WNT can either support pluripotency or promote non-neural differentiation, depending on what other signals are present. Recruitment of these factors primes a subset of the genes that the signal-responsive factors can activate. The big picture. Quote, "Our findings suggest a general principle for how the same differentiation signal induces distinct transitions in various types of cells," added Nagy, end quote, quote, "whereas in stem cells, OCT4 recruits the RAR to neuronal genes. In bone marrow cells, another transcription factor would recruit RAR to genes for the granulocyte program, which factors determine the effects of differentiation signals in bone marrow cells and other cell types remains to be determined," end quote. Next steps. Quote, "In a sense, we've found the code for stem cells that links the input signals like vitamin A and WNT to the output cell type," said Nagy. Quote, "Now we plan to explore whether other transcription factors behave similarly to OCT4, that is, to find the code in more mature cell types. If other factors also have this dual function, both maintaining the current state and priming certain genes to respond to external signals, that would answer a key question in developmental biology and advance the field of stem cell research." And again, that article can be found on sciencedaily.com. Okay, very good. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. When we get back, we will be talking with Gregory Teft, MD, author of Your Personal Life.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Hello.
Okay, very good. And I've been talking for the last couple of minutes here, but you haven't heard me because the mic was not on. Yes, we are back. You can laugh.
Okay.
It's okay. I would laugh too. That's terrible. You don't have to laugh quite that well. But anyway, yes, as I was saying, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izard. And remember, on my site, you can www.amtherapies.com. You can preview and purchase a copy of my co-authored book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. And again, my chapter is Naturopathy. We're talking live with Gregory H. Teft, MD, the author of Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better. So I want to share a little bit about our guest this evening. Dr. Gregory H. Teft likes to say he was his own first case history in personalized nutrition. Even as a 7-year-old champion swimmer, he became convinced that by using nutrition and exercise, he could custom design a one-of-a-kind body built goals of being a world-class swimmer and track and field athlete. He just missed a spot on the Olympic swim team in 1972, and then in 1976, the track and field team. His drive to excel followed into adult life as a powerlifter turned bodybuilder when he became a 3-time natural Mr. America, meaning without steroids, never done before in history. Now, today, he is best known as the world's leading expert in personalized nutrition, a field he pioneered. Dr. Teft is a renowned clinical bio-nutritionist, teacher, wellness practitioner, speaker, and author. His book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better, is an international bestseller. Lauded as the mind-body connector by Weider Publications, his clientele includes celebrities, Olympic athletes, and average people who want to be their best. Well, good evening and welcome, Dr. Teft. I appreciate the humor from my talking away there, nothing could be heard, and I'm so glad you said something, because if you hadn't, I'd still be talking.
You might have thought I ran away, but I was here, ready to go. I love your show, and I did hear a lot of what you were talking about as far as the stem cells, which are very interesting. And I think I can even elucidate further on what people think about genes versus metabolism, which is really my domain, functional medicine, taking the human body and turning it into a super performing machine using precise nutritional input. And of course, other naturopathic and natural therapy input. And just for the record, I like to call it, I know everybody's talking alternative medicine. I like to say it's complementary medicine. Because when can any of what we're talking about do anything but help anybody in any state of mind or body, I ask you?
Well, absolutely.
I caught you by surprise.
Unfortunately, I'm monitoring the dashboard in the studio, and I was just switching to another audio file when you asked your question. Major statement. Would you repeat your statement, please?
I said, when, you know, I call what I do complementary medicine. I don't like to say it's all
okay.
Because it works for anybody in any shape or, you know, any state of mind or body. And, I mean, I just ask you, I mean, just as a real simple question, when can ever restoring the nutrients you're lower in and take away some of the ones you're too high in do anything but help you? Because that's where it's got to kind of begin and end. And a lot of people don't understand that. I mean, not only does this approach make super athletes, but it also fosters super wellness. And in fact, you know, I don't know if you've looked through the book, but what I specialize in,
have
of course,
I.
with the movie stars and everybody else, UCLA says if we do what we're talking about, what we're going to be talking about from birth to death, which I'll just say is testing before testing your nutritional need before jumping into it and guessing about it. We don't live to be 166, believe it or not. It's in the book. It's their quote, UCLA computer predictions based on the Arizonian Biosphere 2 studies. So they accuse the conventional medical system of not delivering near the life expectancy, quality or quantity of life, because as Dr. Brawley and Dr. Hoffer put it, the average physician misses 97% or more of what's really going on in the human body.
Okay, well, before we get that far into things, and yes, I did read your book, and I have tons of questions, and I know I'm not going to get through everything, but they're not hard questions. They're all generated by the content. What I'd like to do, though, before we really get going, is get a feel for what about your upbringing or your early years inspired you to go in this direction?
Well, I love to, and I mean, like you were talking about, as my career as a swimmer, I mean, I just loved to win at things, you know, particularly sport, and I always wanted to be one step ahead of everybody, and along the way, on my journey there, I actually ran into this type of what we call functional medicine now, when I came down mysteriously with asthma. Out of nowhere, and couldn't breathe and couldn't compete and was stuck on drugs and really was debilitated. You know, a lot of people out there know asthma is very prevalent, and I was suffering from it. I went from super wellness to super sickness, and thankfully, because of my achievements in the past, Dr. Colton Fredericks, who used to have a radio show, by the way, in New York City, and I used to listen to him, and my dad was listening to him one night. I came home, and he was online with him, and he says, you know, he says, I got to put you online with Dr. Fredericks, because he says, the reason they can't fix you, or at least you're just strung out in drugs and constantly being hospitalized and don't know where to go, and, you know, the doctors are saying you're only allergic to, like, cat dander and no cat, of course, and dust, and nobody else knew what to do but drug me up. And he said, this fellow, this doctor, knows about all this other stuff that could be wrong with you that nobody's looking at. And I got on the phone. I was so excited. It was Dr. Fredericks, and I explained my situation of not being able to breathe. And he says, oh, you're a swimmer. You're this and that. You had mercury filling. I mean, what's all these things?
Right.
It was amazing. He says, you know what? And he says, your dad tells me you're an Olympic alternate in swimming. He says, you know, there's a study going on right now looking at testing minerals and vitamins and amino acids and fatty acids and all these toxins and, you know, like chlorine, you're probably full of chlorine and who knows, maybe full of mercury and all these other things could be bringing you down. Certain deficiencies like magnesium might be causing your asthma. And he went on and on, and I was, oh, my gosh. And actually, he gave me a referral, not on air, later on, thankfully, to a clinic that did all these amazing tests on me, hidden allergies, all these things that aren't part of conventional medicine. And they found, no, I wasn't just allergic to cat dander and dust. No, out of 100 foods tested, I had hidden allergies, hidden in that they weren't so obvious. They were causing the asthma in a roundabout way. 78 out of 100 foods, I was full of chlorine. I was full of mercury from my fillings. Had all these vitamin and mineral imbalances. It was unbelievable, Dr. Izzard. It just went on, and they said, you know, we should be able to fix you. I'm like, okay, so what do I do? Take a pill? No, you got to go on a special diet. You got to avoid the things you're allergic to. You got to take more of these vitamins, less of those. We got to do this detox on you. Within a year and a half, I not only had no asthma attack ever again, but that's when I became Naturalist America. I went out and I said, I got to go for this. And I went just to prove that I could accomplish what I wanted. It freed me. And, of course, my professional life, I devoted to this science that, well, they called it orthomolecular medicine. Linus Pauling was one of my mentors. He had two Nobel Prizes. Dr. Abraham Hoffer, editor-in-chief of the Journal of Orthomolecular Medicine, he's one of my mentors. Boss Fry, who runs the Linus Pauling Institute also, and a bunch of these doctors who recognized that, you know, the value of this, and they saw me as the shining star, and I just went crazy helping people do things they never thought possible, get them off of drugs, win gold medals, just get actors into shape like in record time just by doing all these tests on things that conventional medicine completely ignores. And there's about 3,000 of these tests in medicine. You go into the doc, they give you a little blood test that maybe in medical school, the doc, there's maybe 50 tests there, but in medical school, I think they only teach 125 of over 3,000 tests that can be done on every aspect of the human body, including genes now. And they define three factors that determine your wellness destiny. And this is from the right out of the journals, 16 of them in all, and all the, out of the lab books. Nutrients, cell regulators, and toxins. Of course, nutrients like minerals and vitamins. Cell regulators are hormones, stress hormones, sex hormones, even the enzymes like transcriptase you were talking about before. Those are cell regulators. And toxins, everything from mercury to vinyl chloride from plastic residues.
Okay, well, hold on one second. I love when I have guests like you that I have to hold back because you have so much important information to share. But I also want to promote your book. So what I want to do, I'm going to go through the table of contents to give our listeners an idea of what's covered in the book, and then we'll talk some more, okay?
Okay.
Now, again,
I know it's a lot there. But you'll see that all the scientists endorsed the book because they said, my gosh, this guy's finally put it together. And I'm very proud of that because, you know, there's so much more people can do. And, you know, your show personifies, you know, wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. And this is all about self-help and using science to get results that few people can ever achieve. So, you know, I apologize to all your listeners. I'm very passionate about this, and I get a little carried away, so forgive me.
No, that helps. No, they know. And then when they look at the cover, they'll see that you practice what you preach because it shows right there. It's a beautiful photo, and the design of the cover is also inspiring in terms of it just has a good feeling of health. I that's the only way I can describe it. Okay, so just going through the table of contents here. There, of course, is a foreword and a preface, but he starts out with how to use this book, it's a very good read. It's not complicated to the point that you won't understand the information that's in it, and it moves very smoothly, and it flows very I don't want to say quickly, but it flows nicely as you read. And you don't get bogged down in the narrative. Okay, so how to use this book. Then there's the introduction, your personal life, the source of all illness, disease, and fatness. You're not what you eat. Diet and supplements will never be the same. Okay, self-knowledge is the real power. Chapter 1, real health is scientifically proven. The world has changed, and so must you, or else. Genes versus environment and nutrition, the de-evolution of good health, the source of all illness and disease fully revealed. Chapter 2, a good life or a painful premature death, the fundamental differences between diet and nutrition, personalized nutrition against disease, fatness, fatigue, premature lifespan, mental deterioration, and mediocre athleticism. Chapter 3, Diets Become Extinct, a brief history of failed personalization attempts and nutrition nonsense. There has always been a better way to utilize nutrition as a precisely applied instrument. The Hidden Conspiracy, A Threat to All, Chapter 4, Real Diet Secrets Revealed. Exactly how target nutrition management works for the best health and fastest fat loss and maintenance ever. Laws and principles of precisely applied personalized nutrition. Quantum physics, chemistry made simple. Pure common sense at its most scientifically perfect level. The ultimate complementary program, no traditional, conventional, and alternative medicine. Of course, I understand what you're talking about and where you're coming from altogether. Chapter 5, Target Nutrition Therapy. Minerals, vitamins, vitamin-like substances, amino acids, fatty acids, hidden allergies, enzymes, enzyme intermediates, metabolic rate type, glandular, hormonal interactions, genetic flaw analysis. Consume exactly the right nutrients in the correct proportions, and the body will self-correct every time. Chapter 6, Target Toxin Elimination Therapy. TTET, heavy metals, complex poisons, and solvents. Get real, get started, do it now, the plan. Chapter 7, clinical cases, problem, solution, plan of action, 223 diseases prevented, overfat syndromes revealed and reversed, fatigue eliminated, increased mentality, super fitness achieved to full genetic potential, allergies eliminated, life extension and quality enhancement, sexual dysfunction relieved. Chapter 8, TNT ABCs, your vital steps for guaranteed success. Chapter 9, determining your own nutritional prognosis, taking full control. And chapter 10, your personal life of wellness on target nutrition therapy. And then there's a section focusing on Dr. Greg Teft. And then you have tables, charts, diagrams, appendix, biomedicine glossary, which is often also very helpful, index, and bibliography. Okay, very good. So this way people have a feel for what all is covered in the book and how you approach this whole concept. Now, I did highlight several things, and so I'd like you to just sort of give us a brief statement about how you'd like people to use your book, and then we can jump off from there.
Well, I'd like them to understand that the key to an incredibly healthy and fit life is really not based on any one product, service, or ideology. It's based on using science to figure out what's different about you than everybody else, and then apply very specifically what you need more of and take away what I should say, you know, that what you're low in and put in more of what you have less of. And it starts with nutrition. More or less, just so you know, the government did a huge study, 21 years, looking at the root cause of all disease. They decided that 81% of all disease is nutrition-related. The remainder were, you know, of course, infectious things that we pretty much have contained. But in that first part, they said, Dr. Edith Wire, I'll quote, 81% of all disease is diet-related, and the solution to illness, this is in Senate document 264, the solution to illness can be found in nutrition. And they defined as nutrition as testing what's in food before you eat it, which is where the labels come from on food, and because realize this started in the 50s, it was a 21-year-long study. And then testing what's in your body after you eat the food and then lining the two up, because no two people are the same. Quite frankly, you are each biochemically unique, each of us. And you are not what you eat. Your body just doesn't take what it needs and drops the rest. You are what you retain from what you eat. She said that using the approach of testing, this is in an oversight committee, I think it's Senate document 268, in an oversight hearing, she said that if we could just test everybody from birth to death for the actual impact of environment on a given person and arrange their foods and vitamins and whatever else and even what they're exposed to accordingly on a very specific level, that's personalized nutrition level or personalized level, we could in 3 decades eliminate 81% of all disease. That is actually congressional record. I actually got the study from Senator Orrin Hatch. And there's a whole conspiracy to keep it out of public view. And when I read it, I almost had a heart attack. That was another motivator for me in this whole thing.
Well, let me ask you now. So, in your testing, go ahead and finish your
thought. So I was just going to say, and I wanted to frame the debate, something you said before, what's fresh in people's heads, is that you just don't do whatever your body, it copes. It doesn't. We have to more or less measure our needs better. And that's what this is all about, especially when it comes to food. And it's so different now. In comparison to the rest of the world, nutrition tests, the one we do, the one that we promote, is in 76 countries, 8 languages. And the U.S. scores the worst. They have the most nutritional upsets. A lot of that is because the food's corrupted, the mass production farming, the topsoil is a joke, all the additives, all of that, too. But also too many vitamins. The Haines 1, 2, 3, and 4 study showed that 78% of America are taking so many of the wrong vitamins that their bodies can't sort out. They're doing more harm than good. So it just all boils down to getting an idea of what's in you before applying anything. And it brings us back to the individual. Just like you go to a doctor, they test you, not your brother or sister, because they look like you, and they don't do the same thing you do because you might have a different problem. It's meant to be the same with nutrition. And people say, my genes, they are going to determine everything. I go, no. Let me explain this, and I think this will help a lot of people to understand what you're talking about earlier with the OCT4. I know all about – I love genealogy. I just love genetics and epigenetics, my friend Bruce Lipton writes about and all that. But the reality is that you have to consider your genes like a seed you're about to plant in the soil. This seed has a plan to grow into a plant that might bear fruit or wonderful flowers under ideal conditions. It says, okay, I'm going to have 50 flowers, or I'm going to bear so many bits of fruit or whatever it is. The problem is you take that seed and you put it in toxic soil that is devoid of the nutrients that seed needs to achieve its best biological potential. And it'll never get there. And that's what we're doing to ourselves. That is the issue. We are putting things into our system we cannot metabolize. There are 66 genetic subtypes, people ranging from pure carnivores like Eskimos to East Indian Hindu vegetarians. Our genes are all mixed up. The countries that have the worst-looking nutrition tests are the ones that have changed the most of what we eat and how we live and have the most stress and the most drugs.
Okay, before we go to break,
I'm sorry. I want everybody to know. What can I say?
I'm going to ask you when we get back to give us an idea of what the test is and how often we should test. Okay, but we're going to go to break right now.
Okay,
folks, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. With me, psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izzard. Again, follow me on Twitter. I'm Alternative Medi. And when you go to the site, www.amtherapy.com, you will find a link for purchasing blood type specific products. And we'll be back with Gregory H. Teft, MD, author of Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Lai Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner, Parthenia Izzard, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, Check the website, www.amtherapies.com, to see who my live and rebroadcast guests will be next week. At the end of that program, we will discuss the next herb in our list and the next asana in the Circe Asana cycle. We are back with Gregory H. Teft, MD, author of Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better. And if you have a question for my guest, call 619-789-6835. So can you give us an idea of what a test and how often we should test?
Well, in our case, when I was at Malibu Health and Rehab and we did all the Rich and Famous, and I was on CBS This Morning and got all this interesting, I was doing this in the 80s, way ahead of anybody who, you know, I guess the rest of the medical profession was half asleep. And when we did it back then, I would do all 3,000 tests they don't teach in med school, including the standard tests, on each individual and sort out their nutritional and their therapeutic needs to the T. And achieve amazing results, not just knocking zillions of pounds off of people, getting them ready for their next movie, but I mean rehabbing. A lot of the rehab centers now use what we did back in those days, you know, for drug addicts and such. But we could transform anybody into anything just about in record time, days and weeks, where it would take months and years, maybe never. But when I was on CBS This Morning, Dr. Bob Torman used to say, you know, this what Dr. Teft is doing is what Thomas Edison predicted. He can fix disease without drugs. He's just measuring certain needs and putting the right nutrition and the right therapy and the right, you know, the right activities and just changing things around. Amazing. But it's very expensive, quintessential to the rich and famous and not for the average person. So it was then that I was looking for a shortcut to get more results from less effort, and I ran into the work of Dr. Eck and Watts, and actually the original test that we now have transformed through I don't know how many generations of technology, of technological advancement, started in 1903, was designed to keep animals well and running fast on the track, like Seabiscuit the horse, and also keeping zoo animals alive and livestock animals healthy and that kind of thing. And it was Dr. Roger Williams in the 40s who said, why don't we use this test on people? And it's, of course, took off, and it's been forever more. And what we found is we can get, for the most part, the most fundamental information we need from hair. And we tried hair against blood, against urine. We tried vitamins, minerals, aminos, and now there's 123 million people on this program in the database. But we studied patterns and found that the most important information was about minerals, and hair was the best place to go because you got patterns that were long-lasting. A strand of hair is worth 1,000 blood tests. It's like rings on a tree, a strand of hair picks up what goes in and out of blood, and it tells us what's being used, what's being lost. And from that, of course, comparing it to other people and finding patterns that actually predicted over 200, more than that now, diseases. When I wrote the book, I think it's over 300 diseases we can see up to 20 to 30 years before they manifest in the doctor's office, just from these patterns of nutrient disturbances, starting with minerals. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, it turns out that, you know, you are made from minerals. Everything in your body is either a mineral, and by the way, all herbs are based on mineral properties. You talk about herbs. But everything in your body is either an herb, something controlled by it, or made from it, like vitamin D is made from calcium, or vitamin B12 is made from cobalt. We found that if we could test minerals reliably, we could figure out most of the other tests, and we did them all side by side. So we saw that whenever calcium was over too high relative to magnesium by a certain amount, there was a need for B6, and we could quantify that mathematically. It's all algorithms now. It's all computers. There's hundreds of millions of people in this. There's 8 languages. The studies go on. The comparisons are made. So from a strand of hair, we can more or less predict which foods in the moment are best and worst, and even what vitamins, and we can even make them for you for mostly less than what most people spend on vitamins. And our goal is to get people into balance, and whatever their results say dictates when they might need a retest. So
okay, hold on 1 second. I have a very rudimentary question for you.
Sure.
I read that it was a lock of hair. So when you say a strand of hair, when we submit whatever hair we're going to submit, it can be as little as – because ladies, when you talk about a lock of hair, they don't quite get it, and that might be off-putting. But so you're saying this, what they send into you is literally a strand of hair from the root, or a strand of hair out of their hairbrush, or
from the root. What we want a few hairs just for comparison, because it's a medical lab and it has to be sure of what it's doing. So we have like a little scale, or it's like a teaspoon. We just get a few snippets, put it in the teaspoon or a little scale, and send that in. That's usually satisfactory. And the closer to the scalp, the first 2 inches out, give you about 4 months of average nutritional toxic and cell regulator activity in the body. So it gives us a pattern of what's been going on for a while. Particularly good are the toxic, particularly toxic metals. Hair is really just super accurate for that. It's accurate for all of it. We took apart dead bodies. It's kind of gross what you have to do to get this sorted out. But the reality is that it's medically proven. And the whole basis for this is to keep everything so inexpensive. Shortcuts to more results from less effort. I'm so blessed to have it kind of put in my lap to get people to apply the law of opposites simply by knowing what's in their body first. Know which vitamins and minerals and aminos they need more of, you know, because they're low in them, and which they need less of because they're high. And it all has to be synergized. You just can't throw it up against the wall and see if it'll stick. Everything works. It's all oppositional. There are antagonists and synergists. There are those nutrients that promote energy production and those that suppress it, just like there's a hot and a cold or an up and a down. And there are certain ranges we've identified, starting with the minerals, because the minerals really are the spark plugs for this whole thing.
Okay. How long does the test take?
We usually get results. People send their hair in. Usually it just takes a couple of days to get to us. Takes us a day or two to get to the lab. They usually have it within 7 to 9 days.
And
we send them a report. And the whole idea is for them to take control over these factors. Also, this particular test, if something doesn't work right, it'll say, you know what, we think you have a parasite. You need this other test. It actually takes people through, and doctors can use this as a guideline, and it saved many lives. I just give a quick example of how amazing this particular program is and was and always has been. And this happened to three people in 1 week, and this is about 5.5 years ago. I got these tests in, and I was looking them over, and in each case, the copper, you've heard of the mineral copper.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yes.
Was over this call it a threshold of 16.7 milligram percent. It's super high. And that, in my book, and by computer correlation and algorithms and comparisons and interpolation, says you've got the beginning of leukemia. Now, these three people had just had conventional workups, and they looked pretty good, but they didn't realize that, well, I didn't tell them they had leukemia. I said, let me talk to the doctors. So I got through the docs, and I tried to explain that one of the earliest biochemical disturbances that happen in leukemia is a copper elevation. Happens for Wilson's disease, all these other conditions too, but if it passes a certain point, we know it's definitely leukemia. I told them they needed to do further investigation and see if they could repudiate that. In each of the three cases, the doctors listened to me, thank God. They didn't think I was too crazy. And they went and they worked these people up. And in each case, this was so early on in the development of myelogenous leukemia that these people were they did a bone marrow, they did radiation on one, and they did a couple transplants on the others. Never have, and they're still alive. Never had a problem since. And that's a tough one to beat, as you know, leukemia.
Yeah.
So just because of that early warning sign.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are simple stories like I had a person that has had frontal headaches for years, was taking migraine medication. I said, let's take a test. Found he was full of mercury. And I said, you know, I think we can get rid of your frontal headaches. We cleaned the mercury out using chelation, certain things that work to get rid of mercury real quickly, including the right vitamins that you need anyway, and certain foods and juicing and a few other things. Bingo, he's never had a headache since. That was over a year and a half ago, and dropped the meds. I mean, stuff like that happens. Time.
Hold on now. I need Tempest Fugit. I need to get your website information and any other contact information you want to share with our listeners. And I'll ask you to repeat it slowly twice so that those who are jumping up now to go get a pen and a piece of paper will have everything in place by the time you say it the second time. So you want to share that information with our listeners?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, and please, if anybody does want the book, if they would please purchase it from the website, because we put the majority of the profit from that into, like, Wounded Warrior and several other charities, instead of giving it to Amazon as a profit, if that would be okay. I just wanted to mention that. And, of course, we do have the test. If people want to take the test, they can just sign up, and we can send a test to them. So they need to go to www.arborvitaenutrition.com. Let me spell that. Arbor, like an Arbor Day Tree of Life. A-R-B-O-R, Vitae, that's life in Latin, V-I-T-A-E, nutrition.com. And what we're talking about is the BioCorrect test and program. And that's, again, a baseline test. It's found to be the most fundamental of all tests by doing comparisons on millions of people using all the different testing modalities and finding it gives us the most amount of information for the least amount of money and the least amount of testing. And that's the whole point. And our goal is to get people on as few vitamins as possible and on the most genetically user-friendly diet possible. And by the way, I have a lot of people in there that have been with me for over 35 years. All in their late 90s, not on drugs, and the doctors think they're a freak of nature. And they're not. Healthy. So let me repeat that again. You wanted it twice. Arbor Vitae. That's ArborVitae, nutrition.com. And they're looking for the Arbor Vitae BioCorrect. Now, that's BioCorrect, C-U-R-E-C-T test. That's what we call a little play on words. And program, and also the book. And just if anybody puts in the code, this is a gift to your listeners. They put in the code. There's a code, a coupon code, 320. On the website, 320-CA-1006. We give them a huge discount, so their first test only costs $165, where it otherwise could have cost over $100 more. How's that for a gift for the New Year's
Wonderful.
Resolutions that I know we're all making and behind on, right?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm sure they will greatly appreciate it.
So, yes, and you know what? I have people that spend, I have people that are spending $1,500 a month on vitamins, and they have the worst-looking tests. More is not better. And, of course, there's more to it than that, because I'm dealing now with two MMA fighters, and I'm going to be working with actually already started on our next Olympic team, a wrestler. And we found in the two MMA, the mixed martial art fighters, UFC fighters, tons of arsenic, and they're suffering from it. And nobody else could find it. And all these doctors that work with them are like, been in there and go, I don't know why you're having these rashes. We do this test. We found out they were full of arsenic, and we're on our way to cleaning them out. They can't believe it. And probably going to have a lot of mixed martial artists coming our way, which I'm not used to. It's amazing what a little self-help can do when you just test to know your needs first. And you can better measure up with even drugs. All drugs cause side effects. The number one premature cause of death is from the side effect complications of correctly prescribed medications interacting and compounding over time. Just like Lipitor, as an example, causes coenzyme Q10 to be consumed more quickly. So do all those other drugs. We have to measure that. We have to put more of the ones you're low in back in, less the ones you're high in. And everybody's different. Doc, it's amazing. I have people in the same families. You know, people say, I'm just the same and I eat whatever. No, you can't. We've all exceeded our genome metabolic capacitance. But there are those people who have, and this is going to blow your mind because blue zones are a joke compared to what I'm talking about now. Beyond blue zones. You've heard of blue zones?
Yes. Canada.
Where they do score much better, and they do. And a lot of countries, you know, that aren't as developed as ours have much better tests. Mm-hmm. But there are 38 tribes that I studied, the Huns, the Soviet Georgians, the Lake Titicacans, the Azerbaijani, all these tribes. There were some highlander and lowlander Afrikaners that were studied, some island people that have the best test in the world. They live the longest, have no cancer, have no obesity, have no diabetes, none of the stuff that we're suffering from in so-called advanced countries that are so highly industrialized. None of that. And when we test them, they have incredible results. Tibetans, a whole bunch of other people. And each one has a certain weakness, like Huns, they die in their early 100s because they have a slight protein deficiency. We've actually noticed that. But
early 100s, how wonderful.
Yeah, amazing. But you know what their secret is, doctor? Nothing's changed for them for thousands of years. Their genes, your genes, are more or less a reflection of the environment and the impact of the environment. And you, when you, in their cases, they have closed genetic pool and they live in the same environment, eat the same food that isn't changed, using the same soil, doing the same things for thousands of years without any change. And it directly, indirectly correlates with industrialized nations. The more a country has dropped its traditions, corrupted the soil for mass production purposes, processed the food in all the ways that we do, added drugs, increased stress, added medications, and all these toxic things out there that are polluting us, the more and the faster that's happened, the worse the nutrition test. And the USA is the pièce de résistance of that statistically. And now we're pushing almost 50th for life expectancy down from 5th because of this nonsense. And we have more people on drugs. Food, the evolutionary driving force, predicts that within just another 20 years, an average American will not be able to live from birth to death without having to use a some kind of drug to get by for at least half their life. That's ridiculous. Other than,
well, now,
of course,
Can people take be a part of the process, get treated with your plan, with your project, without being, well, where do they have to go? Can they do it from their homes?
Oh,
or
it's all internet. I've been in as many as 18 countries doing Skype talks and all. You know, it's been wonderful, though everybody's it's getting out there. One of the most popular countries is Korea. They do more of these tests than almost any other country per capita. It's amazing how it's all over the world and how in America it's been slower to become popular. Mm-hmm. But it's all internet because we support it either from, you know, we send out the reports. They get a 30-page report that explains hopefully everything. If not, we're here to answer questions. If not, we can consult. We have a whole support system. We've been doing this for many years, so people know what to do besides whatever is in the report, and they can always get their questions answered. And it's been amazing. I have so many incredible stories. If people go to ArborVitae Nutrition on YouTube, they can watch me on Fox News. Fox investigated me. They thought this was a sham and a scam, believe it or not. I didn't know. We just dealt with a lady, Jody, who's in the little piece there. And she came in, followed the program, had such amazing results. She called me. She says, you know, I work for Fox. I'm a lawyer and a journalist. Oh, my gosh. And she goes, I love your program. I came on 7 dress sizes. It was so easy. All I had to do is change certain foods and vitamins. I wasn't even hungry. Blah, blah, blah. Would you like to be on the news? I said, yeah.
Two quick questions.
Sure.
One, why does it work with diet? I mean, in terms of weight loss, why does it help with weight loss? And then
metabolism is all about digestion, absorption, utilization within the body of nutrients and elimination. And the more we can get within the framework of what the body really wants is food. And there are 37 ancient food families. And our genes are based to certain proportions of one over the other. Like the cruciferous family might be more necessary in your genetic need than maybe the squash family or the melon gourd family, which is part of that. I mean, part of it's genetic, part of it's what's in the metabolism right now. Because you will need, most people in this country, the reason we're becoming overweight is because we have excesses of calcium, as an example. It's unbelievable. Calcium and magnesium, all these nutrients that slow energy production down. Okay, we call it the battle of the bulge. There are those, like I said before, nutrients that stimulate a faster metabolism. And by the way, our test shows we have 8 different types of metabolism, from slow to fast, and all these subtypes that are stressed that we've been able to identify. And it's all about what we'll call energy-stimulating vitamins versus and minerals and other nutrient substances versus those that more or less suppress energy production. Like vitamin A stimulates more energy production than vitamin D does. Vitamin B1 more than B12. I mean, it goes down. Potassium more than magnesium. It goes. I have the list, and we just have to get them within certain ranges within the body, and we can accelerate metabolism by 20 to 30%. That means you could eat 20 to 30% more without getting fat. By the way, that's one of the things that attracted Fox, and they found out that's true.
I was just going to say, my goodness, that boy. Well, I'm glad I asked that question.
Yeah.
But
so, I mean, weight loss is a big one. And also on the YouTube, you can see Clint. We solved all his problems. He's Clint Hemstreet. You can look up Hemstreet. He's from a famous family. Fixed all his problems with this test. And he was told all these things were by the medical doctors that we fixed in a second just by increasing his stomach acid, which this test showed he needed. I mean, it's just amazing that what people don't understand is we can arrange it. It's just all math. It's just more of this food, more of that vitamin, less of this one, less of that one, and we just get it to the point where you're in perfect balance. It's like an experiment, cause and effect medicine, only we're using nutrients. And it affects the hormones the same way. If you put in more of the right nutrients, you'll make more of the right hormones. I mean, it's so simple. And then when you balance things out, the toxins come flying out, plus we have all these other things we can add to do that. It's so simple, yet so complicated, because the average person, you know, the math behind it, the computer science, the millions of people studied. But the reality is all we got to do is put more of what your body's low in terms of nutrients and less of the ones you're high in. And we have to balance, get within certain proportions, each of those nutrients that stimulate metabolism versus those that suppress it. So something like magnesium makes you sleepy at night. If you take some potassium, it will wake you up, because potassium stimulates energy. Magnesium suppresses it. I mean, it goes on and on. But we've got to do this with about 60 key nutrients in the body to get it to adjust itself. And then we have to also, and what will come out is if you're doing too much sugar, too much salt, not enough water, we even have hydration and pH. We can tell you what pH water you want. It's just unbelievable, Dr. Izzer. It goes on. If people only knew that they could sort out their diet.
We're at that point where I have to ask you for your final words of wisdom. I mean, it went by so fast. I didn't touch any of my questions, really. So please, share with us your final words of wisdom.
Okay, I just want everybody to know that there's no, you know, magical pill, potion, lotion, you know, medication, whatever. That the secret to really the theme of your show, wellness, wholeness, and wisdom, especially wisdom of self, is to be tested in the categories of natural factors that promote the most metabolic wellness and genetic efficiency. Because when you test and know what foods and vitamins you need more or less of, it helps your genes to express in the most positive manner biologically possible. And according to all the sources we have, if you can't break 100 at least, UCLA says you'll live to be 166. I don't know about that, but I'm here.
I'm here. I'm ready. Well, I'm so glad you came. I'm so glad you wrote the book. I'm so glad you created the, the Vitae, Arbor Vitae.
Arbor Vitae Nutrition. I know it's a toughie. We're going to have ABN. We're going to call.
But I'm so glad you got it.
Because it's actually an English group that loved what we did so much. They, well, let's use our name. I go, okay, that's all right. Because I had another company before, but all these we have all these movie stars. The president of Universal Studios is going to tell you on one of these videos we're doing that this is what all the movie stars do. And now it's a joke because everybody can do it now. And that'll be on there. I mean, they just brought in half of Hollywood who's helping that the average person will catch on, because this is something that everybody and anybody can do. All we need from you is a little hair, even a fingernail if you don't have any hair, a little fingernail. I mean, it's so easy to do. I mean,
okay,
come on,
well, I got to let you go, and I want to close with your fifth reality check. No one can take care of you but you. I think that's wonderful. And I wish you the best with everything and hope to have you back with your next book, which I hope is coming out relatively soon.
Dr. Izzard, you're going to love it. How to Fix the Broken Healthcare System. And I've already got one of the heads of the VA endorsing it. How about that?
Excellent. Fantastic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And you have a wonderful rest of the evening.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, folks, it's now time for our herb of the day. Tonight's herb is baldo, and the part used medicinally are the leaves. And as you recall, this is from Bach and Bach, their book. And the phytochemicals include alpha-pinene, boldene, camphor. Some of the nutrients are choline. It acts as a diuretic, And laxative, antibiotic, liver tonic, and anti-inflammatory. Aids in the excretion of uric acid and stimulates digestion. It's used by indigenous peoples of Chile and Peru for liver ailments and gallstones. And now for our yoga asana. Tonight's asana, as I stated earlier, is Salamba Sirsasana 2. Salamba Sirsasana 2, what we would normally call a headstand. And this comes from Iyengar. You place a folded blanket on the floor and kneel in front of it. Place the head on the blanket and the palms under it. Spread the fingers and keep the hands and elbows shoulders width apart. Keep the forearms perpendicular. Make the arms steady and raise the shoulders. Straighten the legs, raise the hips, and walk in until the trunk is almost perpendicular. Exhale and go up into head balance with straight or bent legs. Extend the trunk and legs and balance. Stay for 5 minutes or longer. Exhale and come down. Keep the head down for a few moments. Ways of practicing could include using a wall for support if necessary. Okay. You have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner, Parthenia Izzard, at Blog Talk Radio on the Internet. Go to www.amtherapies.com to see who my live guest next week, Tuesday, next week, February 14, 2017, yes, Valentine's Day, will be. And at the end of that program, we will discuss an herb and an asana. And check the website, www.amtherapies.com or www.wellnesswholenessandwisdom.com to see who my rebroadcast guests will be February 15 and 16 of 2017. Use the link on my site to listen to the program live on your computer, cell phone, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, or to the archive anytime at your convenience. Remember, the show is archived immediately, and there is a link for advertising on the program on my site. You can email inquiries, resumes, and or recordings to consult@amtherapies.com. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public remote iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, and psychosocial consultations. You can schedule your appointments with me online and access my online secure video conference office. Again, that's www.amtherapies.com. For my blog, I'm also a Your Tango expert, so you can read some of my articles. I have one about people behaving badly, five things you should require of a potential husband, things of that nature. You can also on my website purchase an autographed copy of a book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can subscribe to my newsletter and you would get a weekly reminder of what that week's programs, who the guests are for each week. And don't forget to visit Nemacolin Woodland Resort. It is a truly beautiful place all year round. And tell them Parthenia sent you. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.